Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Brachis, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. Ein Mevarchen, we don't make a bracha, loy ala ner, we don't make a bari meri eish. Not on a flame, loy ala besamim, and not on samim, shall oivde kechavim that belong to oivde kechavim. But for two different reasons. When it comes to the ner, we want a fire that rested on Shabbos. In other words, that no one did malacha on Shabbos by the light of this fire. So when Oved Kechavim brings me a ner, it was used on Shabbos. I, the Oved Kechavim, is not over an Isser. He's allowed to use it on Shabbos. But this ner was used on Shabbos. Therefore, we don't want to use it for our Bari Maria Ish. When we say Besamim of Oved Kechavim, here the concern is that it was used for Avodah Zarah. Besamim of Oved Kechavim means that there was a party of Oved Kechavim, and that was usually for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah had something to do with it. And they had this psamim over there to make things smell nice. And the Torah asks us from having enough from anything that was used for Avodah Zarah. So the truth is, this psamim is not just for Bar Minyan Psalm Matzah Shabbos. If we're scared it was used for Avodah Zarah, even during the week you shouldn't have any enough from this. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. B'layal Aner, B'layal Psamim Shel Meisim. We should not make the bracha Bar Minyan Eish. Or bari mini psamim on a ner or psamim that was used for mason, for people that passed away. They would place a ner next to a person who passed away, but you can't use that for Avdallah. Because that ner that is lit next to a mace, that's for the covet of the mace. It's not made for hana. And the psamim that they place near a mace, the kavan of this psamim is not to generate a good smell, but it's to take away sometimes a not such a bad time to smell that comes from the mace. In order to make a bari mari eish, you have to have a light that provides light. And the psamim for Avdallah, and for the psamim, it has to be something that was put there to provide a good smell, not to take away the opposite of a good smell. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'lo yala ner, v'lo yala psamim shalifnei avodah zarah. And we don't say a bracha on a flame, or am samim that was placed before an avodah zarah, because it's aser to have enough from something used for the purpose of avodah zarah. So the Bat Tanura explains that this is not a new halacha. This is explaining the reason that's supposed to make a bracha on samim of avodah kechavim. We mentioned before you can't make a bracha on samim of avodah kechavim. You know why? Because they would usually use it by their parties, and usually it was used for a covet of avodah zarah that was by their parties. And that's the reason you can't use it. The Mishnah concludes, Ein levarchan al ner, you can't make a bracha on a fire, ad sheyei oisi li oiroi, until you have hana from its light. It doesn't mean you have to mamish have hana, says the Bat Tanura, but it means you have to be close enough that you would be able to have hana. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. We learned you don't make a bracha layal aner, v'layal avsamim shal oiv de kechav. So if an oiv de kechav brings us an ner, it was used on Shabbos, and we don't want to use this ner for a bari mari esh. I, as explained, the Oved Kechavim, he doesn't have to hold Shabbos. He didn't do anything wrong. But still, had a Yisrael used this, it would have been aser. So therefore, we don't want to use it. Interesting halacha. Let's say someone lit a ner for the purpose of a chayla sheyesh be'sakana, where not only was he allowed to, but for the sake of a chayla sheyesh be'sakana was a mitzvah for him to light this ner on Shabbos. So there was no iser. On such a ner, you could make a bari mari esh. Even a ner that an Oved Kechavim lit for a chayla she'ein by sakana. Let's say there's a chayla who's not feeling well. He's not in a sakana. It's not pikuach nefesh. So we ask the Rav, can we light a ner? The Rav says, tell an Oved Kechavim to do it. That would be mutter. And the Oved Kechavim taka lights the ner for us. This would also not be considered a ner that an Avera was done with, and it can be used for Bari Maria Eish. Then the Mishnah told us you can't make a bracha on the psam of Oved Kechavim, and that means psamim that was brought to a suda that the Oved Kechavim are sitting around. These sudas generally were made for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. The psamim was brought for the covet of the Avodah Zarah, and you can't have ana from something that served Avodah Zarah. And as explained, this is lav dafka matzah Shabbos, even during the weekday. We also learned in our Mishnah, v'lay el aner, v'lay el psamim shel meisim, an air that was lit before a meis, you don't make a bracha on it, because that was an air that was lit for covet, not for the purpose of providing light. The Bari Meir Eish is only on a ner that was used to provide light. For that matter, you don't make a bracha on psamim that was placed before a mace, because that was placed there to take away the bad reyach. And the last halacha in the Mishnah was that you don't make a barim reyach until you have enough from the ner, but it was explained, doesn't mean you have to mamish have enough from the air, but you have to be close enough to be able to have hana. The minig is, by the barim reyach, that we look at our fingernails. That's to show that we could have hana, and we can tell the difference between one matbeah and another matbeah, between one coin and another coin. We can tell the difference between our fingernails and the flesh around the fingernails. So we use our fingernails because that's always there with us. Another reason, this is explained by the Rebbeinu Yoin, is that the fingernails are growing. It's something that doesn't stay in one place, it grows, and that's a siman bracha to start the week off, that there should be bracha in the week.